Welcome back to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana farmer. I'm Sarah Brown. This is the first episode of Season 3, where we meet Columbus farmer Phil Davey, who will follow through this season from planting to harvest. Phil's not totally sure how many acres he farms. He only knows that growing grain corn and spring wheat on irrigated ground and winter wheat, spring wheat, chickpeas, safflower, sunflower, and a small test plot of corn on dry land is a lot for one guy. And that in the summer, the activity tracker on the phone he often forgets to even carry around reads about 7 miles by day's end.
Acres don't. When you grow up on it, it's not a huge number that, you know, you have in the back of your mind all the time. But I've heard a lot, but I don't. And I've looked a lot, but I don't remember.
A lot of farmers around here say that, actually. And I'm told, not infrequently, it's only outsiders like me who'd ever ask about acres directly. Phil, who's 36, has deep roots in central Montana's Stillwater County. In 1929, his great-grandfather Mike founded the Davey Motor Company, the oldest family-operated Ford dealership in the U.S. when it sold in 2000. Phil's grandpa Gene took over the company, but his true passion was farming and ranching. And in the late 1950s, he started buying land north of Columbus to set up a feedlot. Now it's Phil's turn.
It was a long-term goal of mine, but not a immediate plan. I spent 10 years away from the farm, lived in Bozeman, Laramie, Wyoming, and Jackson, Wyoming, and ended up back here in April of 2012.
Phil's return with his wife, Ann, to the farm he grew up on is a familiar story in farming country.
When you're away from a place, you get to appreciate what it actually is. You realize the type of people that are in this community are awesome, and just the way of life, being your own boss on a farm, and I finally got to do what I love to do.
The couple have May, who's 4, Hank, who's 1, and Ollie, a handsome 6-year-old Australian shepherd. A few years ago, they built a house on the Joliet Road by the Stillwater River with floor-to-ceiling windows overlooking the farm's flood-irrigated ground.
It's a nice change from where I grew up, where things can get a little brown in the summertime. Everything's always green down here.
The feedlot was still operating when Phil was a kid, but later his parents ran a Red Angus cow-calf operation, that backbone of the beef industry where the calves from a head of cattle are sold annually to the meat market.
In June of 2004, due to drought conditions in Stillwater County, we sold our cattle, and we had a longtime hired man, Harry Gates, that retired. So it was kind of a transition point. You either find another hired man or do something different. And we started farming and leasing our grass. We used to be a wheat fallow rotation, and now we're starting to do more continuous crop. We're not really farming any more acres. We're just making every more acres useful. So now we'll raise a winter wheat crop or a spring wheat crop, and then we'll come back in with a sunflower or a safflower or a chickpea.
All over the northern plains, wheat fallow, that's leaving ground unplanted for a season between wheat crops to let the soil recover, is giving way to continuous cropping, growing a wider range of crops, one after the other, to stop erosion, conserve moisture, and boost farmers' incomes. Still, wheat is by far Montana's largest cash crop, with nearly 5 million acres planted and farmers consistently selling $1 billion worth of wheat annually. But prices have slid in recent years because of overproduction globally, and farmers have responded by planting other crops like Phil has, to great and likely lasting effect.
The main crop around here always kind of goes back to wheat. We're seeing better wheat behind rotation than we are wheat fallow, and just an opportunity to make money.
Join us next week. After the winter without end, Phil prepares to get into his fields as soon as he can.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.